The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. It's a nutritious smoothie of creamy, fresh yogurt, vanilla protein powder, and a mushy banana for your mind. Drink it all down. It's nummy. I want vanilla. I want vanilla. Here comes Eric Metaxas.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the program. It is, I don't know, Monday, April 29th. Is it possible? Is it possible that it's Monday? I've been everywhere. I was at Columbia University. I flew to Nashville. We'll talk about all this in a second. I will also interview today Larry Taunton. We're going to be talking about Hamas. We're going to be talking about Kristi Noem, dog killer. We're going to be talking about a lot of stuff with Larry Taunton. And we're going to be talking to our friends at CSI. We're doing a campaign this month. If you don't find this exciting, that we get the opportunity to participate in freeing slaves, I want to invite you. This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful that we get to do this. So we're talking to our friend Todd Chapman today. We're talking to Larry Taunton today. Now, before we talk to them and before I talk to Chris Himes about what I did this weekend in Nashville, actually Murfreesboro, I want to tell you about a couple of other things. First of all, I think in the past I've told you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. They're the ones who bought the Bidenomics.com website from under Joe Biden's nose. I find this hilarious. Okay, so Americans for Prosperity bought the website Bidenomics.com. Americans for Prosperity are literally the largest, most effective grassroots organization in the country. Kind of a big thing to say, but it's true, right? So anyway, they're now launching a national tour to expose the weak Biden economy, because there's some people who seem not to know about it. I don't know what world they live in. And also to push conservative solutions to get the economy back on track. The tour is called Prosperity is Possible, and it's going to have buses and vans crisscrossing the country throughout the summer to educate and inform Americans who are worried about the economy, which should be all of us, and to rally for common sense solutions, which I'm just guessing Joe Biden doesn't have them. So in any event, if you know Americans for Prosperity, they'll have some fun. And just the fact that they purchased Bidenomics.com, I don't know what to say. I love that. If you want to check out details on the tour, you can go to prosperityispossible.com. That's prosperityispossible.com. And again, the organization is Americans for Prosperity. I also want to talk to you. Recently, I interviewed our friend Jason Jones about his book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. Okay, so the book is brand new. Jason Jones, if you listen to this program, you know who he is. Number one credential, he's a friend of John Zmirak. Yes, a good friend of John Zmirak. So it tells you everything you need to know. He's also an award-winning film producer and human rights activist. So he's written the book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. He says that the persistent fear-mongering influencing by the radical reformers who are behind this wicked thing called the Great Reset has undermined the health of this nation, and it's robbed young people in America of their ability to reason and experience authentic love. He argues in the book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, that we can reverse course and we need to do so. He has said in the interview that I did with him that it's like we're living in a dystopian novel with unprecedented oppression, violence, loss of rights, and the weaponization of science and technology at the hands of powerful people with dark intentions. Again, if you listen to this program, you know this is true. It is unprecedented. It's horrifying. So in any event, in the book, The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset, he lays out the campaign against the Great Reset. And so the idea is that we need to understand what is happening, and then we need to work against it, really to understand exactly what's happening and what it is that we can do. So I just want to make sure that you're aware the book is The Great Campaign Against the Great Reset. You can get it anywhere. It's by our friend Jason Jones, and we will re-air my conversation with him on the book, just because it's fabulous. So Chris Himes, I want to talk to you before we get to our two guests today. I want to talk to you about what I was doing in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Can I tell you?
Were you? I'm here. Were you trying to get like? What do they have down there in Tennessee? Is it raccoons?
No, I don't think so. Maybe they have raccoons, but I wasn't there for the raccoons. No, I was there actually to speak at a Christianity and Culture conference at World Outreach Church. World Outreach Church, let me just say, I think I've spoken at World Outreach Church in the last 10 years, maybe 10 times, more than I've spoken anywhere in America or the world. Alan Jackson, Pastor Alan Jackson, has become a friend. They're fantastic, and they blow my mind. Every time I go there, I think, I didn't even know there was this many Christians in America, much less in one church. They have it's the largest church in Tennessee. It's in Murfreesboro. I recommend it highly. It's a wonderful church, and they, you know, they don't shrink from the big questions of where we are today and what to do about it. You know, they don't say, well, we don't want to be political. They just talk about, you know, what I say we need to talk about. If you're any kind of a Christian, you need to deal with the evil and figure out how you can stand against it. So they had this wonderful conference. Tons of wonderful speakers were there. I missed half of them because I arrived late. But the day that I was there, Chad Robichaux was there, and Kaylee McEnany was there. And we had a big thing in the morning. And again, their sanctuary is huge. There had to be, I don't know, 2,000 at least people. But in the evening, they had an event outside. And I spoke last year. They had a like a fall festival with like food trucks and, you know, I don't know, bouncy houses or whatever. They just get like zillions of people show up. And so that was not a year ago. It was 6 or 7 months ago. But the other day on Sunday evening, they had another outdoor event, and there had to be 10,000 people there. I was absolutely staggered. I mean, absolutely staggered. It's an astonishing thing sometimes when you see that many people gathered to worship God, to sing the songs of praise, and then to hear different speakers. Again, Chad Robichaux was interviewed by Pastor Alan Jackson. Now, if you don't know Chad Robichaux, I've had him on. Amazing.
Was there an emphasis on the culture there? Is that the one I'm thinking of?
It was Christianity. It was Christianity and culture. Yeah. So it covered all kinds of stuff. It covered all kinds of stuff. But Chad Robichaux, his story, I mean, he's the head of the Mighty Oaks Foundation, and his story of, I mean, he was a top MMA fighter who he served our country in Afghanistan, and he now goes back. He wrote a book, called, I guess, is it called Rescuing Aziz or Finding Aziz, about going back to Afghanistan after our government scandalously, after Joe Biden left $87 billion of equipment and innumerable people, far worse, in danger by leaving Afghanistan a couple of years ago. Chad put a team together and went back to rescue his interpreter, who would have been murdered. And they ended up rescuing thousands of people. So Chad Robichaux is just one of these next level heroes. I'm just trying to think. So he spoke, then I spoke, and then Kaylee McEnany was interviewed. Many people remember she was press secretary for Donald Trump. Just, you know, brilliant, wonderful young woman of profound Christian faith. But it's just a joy to be down there. It's in Murfreesboro. And again, I say, if you're in that area, I would check out that church. You're not paying me to say this, folks. I just people are often saying, well, I don't know, where should I go to church? You should at least know about World Outreach Church in Murfreesboro. As I said, I think it's like the largest church in Tennessee. And it's not like a large church, you know, because of the coffee bar. Okay. I think they have an amazing coffee bar, but that's not why it's a large church. So anyway, all right. So we're going to be talking to CSI. Don't forget to go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner for CSI. We want everybody to participate. Talking to Larry Taunton. Stick around.
For 10 years, Patriot Mobile has been America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. And when I say only, trust me, they're the only one. Glenn and the team have been great supporters of this show, which is why I am proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you the ability to access all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. When you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending the message that you support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, Second Amendment, and our military, veterans, and first responder heroes. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Their team will help you find the best plan for your needs. Just go to PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas, or call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Metaxas. Join me. Make the switch today. That's PatriotMobile.com/Metaxas.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There's so many reasons Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and legacy precious metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to LegacyPMInvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you. LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do.
Hey there, folks. Welcome. If you've been listening to this show for months or years, you know that every now and again, we get really excited about doing something that's an unadulterated good. We often do it by partnering with CSI, that's Christian Solidarity International, who do something, it's almost unthinkable. Slavery exists today. I'm not talking about quote unquote slavery. I'm not just talking about sex trafficking. No, I'm talking about out and out slavery. People who are enslaved, who live under slavery for years, whose children are born into slavery. It's horrifying stuff. So if we could do something good about it, imagine if we could do something about it. Imagine if we could free actual slaves. Well, we can. You can, which is why today I talked to our friend Todd Chapman. He's with Christian Solidarity International. We are raising funds this month to free slaves. Todd, welcome back.
Thanks, Eric. Always great to be with you. And can I just say thanks, first of all, to the Eric Metaxas audience. I was just going over a report of what you did during our last campaign at the end of 2023. And over 500 people from the Eric Metaxas audience participated, and you gave enough money that we were able to free 800 slaves this past December. So that's amazing. Thank you so much. God bless you for being part of that.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
It's a staggering thing. I say the same thing over and over. I'm like a broken record. It's hard for me to believe, on the one hand, that this is real, but we know it's real. You've given us details, and I want you to give us details today, because a lot of new listeners or people who missed it last time. But I'm also staggered by the fact that we can do something about it. It's not just one of those things that you say, well, just pray about it. There's nothing you can do. You can pray about it and you can do other things. You can actually free slaves. This is why I get so excited. It's why I get so excited telling my audience, please do this, folks, because you can. It's an amazing, beautiful thing. CSI, you guys, you know, have been, you're the gold standard. We know that every penny we give to CSI is used well. And I want to reiterate what you were just saying to my audience. I have a great audience. I have people who do this out of the goodness of their heart. And folks, I always say it doesn't matter what you give. It just matters that you give, that you understand this is a teaching opportunity with your kids to tell them what's going on. And we get to use something that God has blessed us with to bless other people. So Todd, lay it out. And let me just say, folks, go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner at the top of the page. And there's a lot of information there when you click on the banner at metaxastalk.com. But Todd, for folks who know nothing about this, lay it out. What is CSI doing? What's the situation in Africa today?
Yeah, so CSI actually does a lot of different things. We've been around since 1977, and we were founded as a religious and humanitarian rights organization, basically advocating and getting involved in ministering to persecuted Christians, and also we're involved in disaster response. Right now, we're really actively engaged in trying to feed starving families throughout Africa because of drought conditions there. But the thing that we're probably best known for, and this is our focus on the Eric Metaxas Show and has been for years, is liberating slaves from Sudan. These are women and men, but mainly women that were taken captive back in the late 80s, actually, during the Sudanese Civil War. Basically, what happened was that Arab Muslims were empowered by the government at that time to basically enact religious cleansing. And they were allowed to run roughshod and burn villages of Christians in Sudan, take them captive. And it wasn't until 1995 that we were able actually to advocate and legislate and get legislation passed that stopped the taking of these slaves. But there was no provision made to free the slaves that had already been captured. And so we've been engaged in this work, freeing these slaves. And there's, at one point in time, there were nearly 200,000 people, we estimate, that had been taken captive during those years. And so every year, thanks to the generosity of people like your listeners, we're able to free typically about 1,500 captives every year. We do that through a process of what we call slave liberation, where we have basically, we call them Arab retrievers, but they're Arabs. They live in that region. They're sympathetic to what we're trying to do in freeing these slaves. And they go and they negotiate with these slave owners, and we're able to negotiate the freedom of slaves. And then we, about three or four times a year, we have a liberation march where we literally have to walk these slaves on foot. How else do you walk, I guess, but walk them down to South Sudan, which is a free, largely Christian nation, and we set them on a course to having a new life. We give them a bag of hope, which is all sorts of supplies, tents, blankets, tarps, cooking utensils. We provide them with food, a she-goat, so that they can get some milk and then breed that goat. That becomes a micro-enterprise for them. And whenever possible, we reunite them with their family back in South Sudan, and basically we give them their life back. Eric, you know, think about it. I was thinking actually about this morning, just kind of doing the math. Many of these women that were taken captive in the late 80s, they had slaves, or they had children rather, while they were in captivity. And I was reading some stories people we just rescued in our most recent liberation. These are young women in their 20s. They were arguably born into slavery. And so now, thanks to the generosity of your listeners, we're freeing children of slaves as well as the initial slaves. And that's just amazing.
Well, it is. The whole thing is stunning. I wanted to say again, folks, this is real. These women are raped by the men who, quote unquote, own them. That we also want to be clear. These are radical Muslims who believe in slavery. So if you want to understand why Christianity is a wonderful thing, serious Christians led the abolition of slavery all around the world. We understand that it's an abomination, that it is evil. We're supposed to treat others as we would want them to treat us. And Christians have abolished slavery, but in the radical Muslim world, slavery is not abolished. And the fact of the matter is that this is happening in Sudan now while we're having this conversation. The good news is we who are Christian, and you don't need to be a Christian, my goodness, anybody who has grown up in the Christianized West understands slavery is evil. And we can do something about it. So I want to say again, folks, go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. We want you to give generously. This is just a beautiful opportunity. Again, it's an unadulterated good that we can do. And so many of you have done it in the past. If you've done it in the past, do it with us now. If you haven't done it, this is your chance. Go to metaxastalk.com. If you click on the banner, you'll see all the details. But let's go, Todd Chapman, through some of the details. How much money is involved? And if somebody gives a certain amount, we want to free a slave and set that person up in a free life in the future. So it's not just about the fact that they're freed. We now set them up with this money in a life of freedom. You just said that. So what are the money amounts involved?
Yeah, so it's $250 to free one slave, and obviously just you can do multiples, and oftentimes we have Eric Metaxas listeners that just, you get so excited about this, you recognize the significance of this opportunity, and we've had people give $1,000, $5,000, $10,000, even $15,000, and I understand not everybody can do that, but certainly $250 is what we would ask you to consider praying about, or if you wanted to make a monthly gift, and maybe over the course of the year, you know, you give $50 a month and spread it out, and then you're freeing a couple of slaves over the course of the year. But whatever you can do, we all have different capacities. But Eric, as followers of Jesus, we do share the same calling, and that is to set captives free. I mean, Jesus himself said, hearkening back to Isaiah, you know, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I'm anointed to set captives free. That same anointing and calling falls on us. And this is a great way that you can do it. We've got amazing stories of women's lives being given back to them, being transformed. They're reunited with their family that they haven't seen in decades, and they start a life that, frankly, they never thought that they would be able to enjoy because they've never known anything but slavery. And you can be a hand and a heart in making that story happen for even more women this year.
And I hope that people will do that. Folks, think of this as a teaching opportunity with your kids to tell them that there's evil is alive and well in the world, and it is up to those of us who love God and who love truth and goodness to fight against evil, not just to say, oh, it's evil, but to fight against it, to do what we can. One of the things we can do is take out of our treasure and give to good organizations like CSI. But imagine that when you do that in this case, it's not a vague thing going to who knows what, although the who knows what with CSI is always good. But this is a clear thing that you know you can teach your kids. We are using this money, this $250, as a family to free a slave and set that person up in a life of freedom. If you give $21 a month, if you want to give per month, that adds up to $250 over the year. So think about it, folks. You can free a slave. You can get your kids excited about this. I think we would want to do that. Use this as an opportunity. So you go to metaxastalk.com. You'll see the banner. I hope everyone will get as excited about it as I am. This is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. It's an opportunity. Todd Chapman, thank you so much.
Thanks, Eric.
To get back home. Once there was a way.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas. For years, I've told you about Nutramedics, a professional supplement brand trusted by doctors since 1993. Nutramedics offers a variety of health bundles. Whether you want to support your immune system, improve your sleep, promote joint comfort, or detoxification support, Nutramedics has a health bundle right for you. The best part about Nutramedics, every year they donate a minimum of 50% of their profits to Christian charities and missions. That's right, 50% of their profits. Nutramedics has a goal of surpassing $100 million in giving by 2030. Many of you take supplements already. Switch to Nutramedics. It's the highest quality, and they donate 50% of their profits. Get 15% off by using the code ERIC during checkout. Go to Nutramedics.com and search health bundles. Support your health while helping others in need. Go to Nutramedics. That's NutraMedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. Again, Nutramedics, NutraMedics.com. Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 15% off. You might have heard Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. Yes, it's because of cancel culture, but as a result, they get to pass the savings on to you directly by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandwich. $25. There's six-pack towels, just $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. The amazing offer will not last long. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ERIC, or call 800-978-3057. That's promo code ERIC, 800-978-3057, promo code ERIC, or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code ERIC. Folks, right now I'm talking to our friend Todd Chapman of CSI, Christian Solidarity International. We are literally freeing slaves in Sudan. We need you to help us do that. That's why we are partnering with CSI this month to free slaves in Sudan, where slavery is still a thing. Folks, think about that for a second. Think about that, that's real. Todd, you were talking in the past about how the UN and folks stepped in the 90s and abolished the ability of these Sudanese to take slaves, to take war slaves, war captives. But they did not, they were not required to give up the slaves they had already taken. So right now, as we have this conversation, there are innumerable enslaved people in Sudan. We have the ability through CSI to find them, to free them, to set them up in a life of freedom. So this is a big deal. I want my audience to be all in on this. I want to tell you, out of the box, folks, you go to MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner at the top of the page. But it's an amazing thing to me, Todd. You said that every $250 frees a slave and sets them up in a life of slavery. And you talked about the kids. This is what I can't take it. These are mothers that are enslaved. Their children are enslaved. So we can free them as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because if you do the math, many of the slaves that are still in captivity today were taken captive. You know, they were enslaved back in the 80s and 90s. And so many of them have had children who have grown up in slavery. And now those women are having kids as well. And one of the things that we've been trying for many years to be able to accomplish, and we haven't had any success until recently, and we're really excited about this, is begin to free children, present-day children, along with their mother when we negotiate. And these slave owners, they were really reticent to do that for the longest time. You know, I mean, again, they're like, well, I'll give you the slave in exchange for this cattle vaccine. By the way, that's what we barter for. We never give them cash, but it's always a cattle vaccine that they need because these are largely cattle ranchers. But they would never let us take their children until the last year or so. We've been able to negotiate and say, look, we want the child to come with the mother, and they've been open to doing that. So that's a big praise God, first of all. And I was just reading stories. Several women with kids and their kids were liberated during our November slave liberation. And you're talking kids, 2-3 years old, and they didn't have to be taken away from their mom. And you can imagine a mom. So she is liberated, but she can't take her child. We've had them say, no, I'm not going to go because I can't leave my child. And so the ability to free that baby along with her mom, we even had some pregnant women make the long 3-5 day march into South Sudan while they were 8 months pregnant. And then they gave birth to their baby in freedom. And we just love that. It's just another layer of God working through you to provide freedom for even more people. So look, if you can't get excited enough about freeing one slave, I hope you can get excited about freeing a slave and her baby and making sure that they both can live their lives in freedom and be reunited with their family, because that's what you're doing with every $250 that you give during this campaign.
I said it a few minutes ago, and you said it, that people can give monthly. So $250 is the magic number. We hope that everyone will want to do that. We hope that people who can do multiples of that will do multiples of that. Imagine being able to celebrate with your family and say, we have freed 4 slaves in Sudan. This is real. These are real people. This is not a metaphor. This is not a metaphorical slavery. This is literal slavery that is happening now in 2024, and we can do that. But I want to say, folks, if you can't pull together $250 for one gift, you can give something per month. Maybe you can do $50 this month. If you do $21 a month, that reaches $250 by the end of the year. So if that's all you can do, please do it. Please tell your kids that this is something we get to do as a family because we are free, because Jesus died for us. We live in a free nation, and we're compelled by our love of God to help our neighbors. The scripture commands us to love our neighbors. And this is one of the things we can do. This is how we love our neighbors, by sacrificing, by taking money that we could use on whatever we want and saying, I choose by the grace of God to use this for God's purposes. You get nothing back in the natural, right? But you choose to do this as an act of worship to God. You worship God with your money. So I say $21 a month, $250, every $250 frees a slave. And this is real. And, you know, I talk a lot, Todd, about, I have a new book out called Religionless Christianity. And I really talk about how if you don't put your faith into action, maybe it's a sign you have no faith. And so I want to exhort people, live out your faith. Don't just say, I believe these things. Live out your faith. It's an opportunity. By the way, folks, when you live out your faith, it increases your faith. When you lean on God by living out your faith, it increases your faith. It's like exercise. We have to practice our faith. We have to live out our faith. And people say, what can I do? What can I do? Well, there are many things you can do, but this is something right now we're talking about that it's as clear as a bell. There are people enslaved. You can give a small amount of money and free them. To me, it's just one of the most beautiful things imaginable, that you can do something. It is an unadulterated, unmitigated good, something beautiful. You can teach your kids. You can teach your kids about the value of freedom, about what freedom is. You can teach your kids about what it is to live out their faith by giving, to live out their faith by acting, live out their faith self-sacrificially. The website, my website, radio website, MetaxasTalk.com. Right at the top of the page, you'll see the banner for MetaxasTalk.com. There's all the information there. I just exhort you to do what you can. Please, folks, MetaxasTalk.com.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Todd Chapman, who is with Christian Solidarity International. We partner with them every year, once or twice, to do something beautiful for God. And that's a phrase from Mother Teresa, to do something beautiful for God, to give life and joy and liberty to those. We may not know their names, but we do something unto the Lord. So, Todd, you've been with CSI for a while. How long has CSI been involved in literally freeing slaves? Because that's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, well, CSI has been around since 1977 as a religious and human rights organization. But we really got involved in freeing slaves back in the early 1990s. So we've been doing this for a while. The slaves we're talking about, these are women that were taken captive during the Sudanese Civil War, basically the religious cleansing that occurred there starting in 1983. It persisted until 1995, when actually CSI helped negotiate with the UN. We basically advocated and said, look, you got to stop this. We got to get the slave taking stopped. And we were successful in that. And they said, no more taking of slaves. But what they didn't do is they didn't say, and you have to release the captives that have been taken over the last 12 years. And so ever since 1995, we've been, thanks to generous people like your listeners, we've been freeing captives every year. About 1,500 every year is what we typically do. We've already seen 400 slaves freed this year. We just did a liberation last month. And we've got a couple more coming up later this year. And so we're just, number one, educating you that this is a thing, because most people don't even know that almost 200,000 human beings Christians were taken captive and have been held as slaves since the 80s. I mean, 40 years. And Eric, we were talking about this earlier. Those original slaves have had children who are now having children. So you've got multi-generational slavery. And our goal and our calling by God, and hopefully, it is your calling as well. And maybe this is just a revelation that you can be a part of this, is to provide freedom for these captives in Jesus' name. And that's what we're doing. $250, $21 a month. And you set a captive free. We reunite them with their family in South Sudan whenever we can, and set them on a course to having a life in freedom. And you know, Eric, it's interesting because you read the stories about these captives. Some of them were taken as a slave at such a young age, they don't even know what their birth, when they were born. Sometimes they don't know how old they are. They guess, but they don't really know. And they don't even know their names. Oftentimes their father, their brothers were killed when they were taken captive, and they and their mom were carted off to North Sudan, then separated. And so they've lived a life of despair and loneliness and slavery, all sorts of abuse. I mean, it's absolutely tragic what's been done to these people. And I can't think of a more beautiful expression of the gospel and the love of Jesus than to not just say, oh, I didn't know that. That's interesting. And that's really sad. And then turn and walk away. It's actually to, as you've been talking about in your new book, put that faith, that compassion in action, and do something that's actually going to set that captive free and make sure that they experience firsthand the freedom that can only be found in Jesus. And so that's the opportunity that you have today here on the Eric Metaxas Show.
And it's a witness, folks, to your non-Christian friends. Are you living out your faith? I think a lot of times non-Christians look at Christians and they go, what's the difference between you and me? You go to some building on Sunday morning, you do some stuff. So what? Well, I want to be clear. God expects us to do more than worship him on Sunday mornings. He expects us to live out our lives in every way as a testimony to our faith in him, to our faith in the God who came to this planet and died for us. We're supposed to live our whole lives in reaction to that beautiful thing. We're supposed to react in every way we can to show the world and to show God that we believe this, that he did this for me. And I want to say that, you know, this is a great opportunity when you do something like this. As I said, if you give $25 a month, if that's all you can give, that adds up to $250 a year. And that will free a slave. $250 is what frees a slave and sets up a slave in a life of freedom. So it's a beautiful thing, but you can share with your neighbors or your friends and say, this is what I have done. Have you done it? Ask your friends, do they believe in slavery? Do they know that Christians have been enslaved because of their Christian faith by radical Muslims? Do they know about that? Why don't they know about that? Why don't you tell them about that? Why don't you ask them if they want to participate? Are they abolitionists or do they not care? If you live out your faith, you make it obvious that you care about this and that the God that died for you to free you from bondage, from spiritual bondage, that God exhorts you to live out your faith and to show people that when you believe in Jesus, you live differently. You give sacrificially. You do things like this. As far as I'm concerned, this is a teaching opportunity for our kids, to show our kids that we take seriously everything we say. We take seriously the idea that our money is God's money. It's not our money. It's God's money. He gave it to us and we use it however we can, when we can, to show whose money it is, and to show that, you know, just as you would want someone to give this money if you were enslaved, you would want Christians who had the money to give a little bit of that money to free you. You do that. You do unto others as you would have others do unto you. But this is a great opportunity to teach your neighbors, talk to your neighbors. Did you know that Christians, because of their Christian faith, are enslaved right now while you're here in America free, taking it for granted probably? Did you know that? And did you know that Christians motivated by their faith in Jesus are living out that faith? Folks, live out your faith in this way. The website is MetaxasTalk.com. It's MetaxasTalk.com. You'll see the banner there. Every $250 frees a human being. And when we think, Todd, that they have been enslaved for decades, ladies and gentlemen, when you have the power to do something about that, how can you not? How can you not? It's amazing to me. And I want to say real clear that, you know, when you do something like this, folks, you will feel better. You'll instantly feel better that you've done something beautiful for God. You've lived out your faith. And I want to challenge everybody listening to this. Do this today, folks. Go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. Do what you can today. You will feel good because, you know, you're moving with God when you do something like this. Is there any doubt that it's the Lord's will that these slaves be freed? They have been faithful by being Christians. They've been enslaved. Why don't we live out our faith in such a way, show that we're Christians by freeing them from where they are? The website is MetaxasTalk.com. Right at the top is the banner. All the information is there. But today is your day. Do this today. God bless you. Folks, I welcome back Todd Chapman to be on the program. Todd, welcome back.
Thanks, Eric.
Glad to be here. What you're doing at CSI, you know, I get very excited about this for many reasons, just because the ability to literally free slaves. Folks, there are slaves in Sudan today, enslaved by radical Muslims. We can stand against that and with our own money today, free slaves. And let's be clear, Todd, make the case, because sometimes I'll get an email from people like, oh, I don't want to encourage the slave trade by paying off slavers with money. It'll just encourage them to do more of this. Can you explain how that's not right, that people are getting it wrong?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, there is now legislation in place that forbids, it prohibits any more, you know, slaves from being taken captive. And so you've got that. But second of all, we know we never pay cash for a slave. We instead negotiate and barter their freedom with a cattle vaccine. Many of these slave owners are cattle ranchers and they need this vaccine. They can't get any other way. And so we provide that in exchange for freeing a captive. And we know that it's not creating more a market, if you will, because we continue every year to free slaves. We freed since 1995, we've freed over 100,000 slaves. And so every year, the number of people remaining in captivity continues to decline. So we know it's working. We know that other people aren't being taken captive. And so rest assured that we've already thought that through, and this is the best way to do this. We've been doing this a long time. But, you know, Eric, I think you said something earlier, and this is really what I would like to communicate to your listeners. If you look around at what's happening in the world right now, it can be a real bummer. It seems really dark, religious persecution everywhere, even here in America, as we look at these protests and riots on our college campuses, these anti-Semitic sensibilities and all of that. But what do we do as Christians in the face of that? We don't despair. We actually look up and we look for opportunities to be a source of light and love and goodness and hope in the world. And this is a way that you can do that. You can give $21 a month, $25, $50 a month, $250, $500, and literally set a human being free for the rest of her life in the name of Jesus. And now recently, Eric, too, we've been able to free the children along with their moms. We're really excited about that. But we can't continue to do this work without your generous support. We've got more slave liberations coming up this month. And we're praying that the Eric Metaxas listeners during this month are going to provide enough money to free at least 100 captives. You've done it time and time again. So we're absolutely confident that God will lay on your heart what you should do, that you're going to respond in obedience. So thank you.
And that's the goodness of this audience. I want to say thank you in advance to everyone for responding to this. I kind of wonder how you could not respond. Metaxastalk.com is the website. But when you hear how simple this is, how glorious this is, that with your money, you can literally free people from slavery. This is not talking about improving people's lives. It's talking about translating them from being slaves to being free. It's an unimaginable thing. It's a picture of the good news of Jesus Christ on so many levels. When you live out your faith, you do things that I can't get over it. We get to do this, folks. We get to do this. And I want you to share with your neighbors. Say, did you know that people are enslaved right now while we're talking? For being Christians, did you know that? And are you doing anything about it? Do you care about them or don't you care? Well, the only way you can say something like that is if you care and if you've done something about it. So I want to exhort you to go to metaxastalk.com to click on the banner. You'll see there, everything is there. And I always say this, anybody who's able to give $15,000, right? That's very few people, maybe nobody. But if you can, I will volunteer my evening. I'll have dinner with you. We'll figure out where and what city, your city, my city. But I just want to throw that out there for somebody that wants to give a big tax deductible gift to this glorious, glorious effort. It's a beautiful thing. It's CSI. You have to go to metaxastalk.com. If you can give $250, whatever you can give, now is the time. Do this. You'll feel better about yourself today. You're aligning with God's principles. You're worshiping him with your money. Go to metaxastalk.com. Please do it today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.